The UN Special Rapporteur on the human rights situation in Iran, Ahmed Shahid, has voiced concern over alleged violations in the country's judicial system. Shahid has cited alleged examples such as torture against prisoners, imposition of the death penalty, and the 2009 presidential elections.
This report is not accurate. This is not based on proper facts gathered in Iran. It does not report the truth about our culture and judicial system. This report has been made with the agenda of Western countries.
When it comes to human rights, many reporters are biased. The reason is that they report what Western countries want them to say, not the real facts. This report does not entail the facts about Iran's stance on human rights. But when many government officials and European Parliament members come to Iran to visit, they see the disparity between these reports and the truth. Many reporters see human rights through Western viewpoints. The West has disregarded human rights in their countries and abroad in many instances.
The dictionary defines human rights as inalienable fundamental rights to which a person is inherently entitled simply because he or she is a human being. Now, many critics are casting doubt on the approach taken by Western countries regarding human rights. And the instances are many in the U.S.'s illegal invasions of both Iraq and Afghanistan, the CIA's continued drone attacks in Pakistan and other countries, where it claims to be targeting terrorists while innocent civilians, mainly women and children, are paying the price. The U.S. has also come under fire for its rendition program, which started under the administration of George W. Bush in 2001. Rendition is the apprehension and extrajudicial transfer of a person from one country to another for torture. The U.S. refers to this as torture by proxy, where they transfer suspected terrorists to countries known to employ harsh interrogation techniques and torture. Examples are Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib prisons. Another thorny issue is the execution of mentally handicapped prisoners such as Warren Hill, who was executed in the state of Georgia earlier this year. The UN Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights has slammed it as a violation of the constitutional protections of the death penalty to impose the supreme punishment on individuals suffering from psychosocial disabilities.
Human rights organizations are always under the influence of imperialistic powers such as the West. People reporting on human rights are always blindsided by their own personal agenda. Western countries use human rights as an excuse to pressure and bully certain countries. If this biased reporting continues, these international organizations will be discredited.
Arrogant powers have always portrayed double standards on this issue. They disregard human rights in many cases and blame others. This is because Western countries manipulate 90% of the world news that gets reported. They report what they want people to hear. This is why Iranian reporters are always being threatened and many have lost their lives.
Many critics now raise concern over the fact that many Western countries, especially the U.S., advocate democracy, human rights, and freedom, however, act differently.
Government officials have explained that since the Islamic Revolution of over 30 years ago, it is evident that Iran is a country that is concerned with human rights for its people and human rights for people throughout the world. Since the Islamic Revolution, Iran has always held fair and free presidential elections. And Iran, as opposed to Western countries, is a country that has never imposed war or threatened any country in the world. Amir Hussein Eskandar, Press TV, Tehran.